This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program that's reality-free. It was announced this week that the two largest natural food retailers in America are removing many genetically engineered foods from their shelves, part of a perceived anti-biotech uprising among consumers. Recently, Bud Buck reported on the growing controversy over a genetically altered anti-baldness drug called Groferma. And now, the creator of Groferma is enmeshed in another genetic engineering controversy that promises to be even larger and further reaching. Here's his report.
Sunrise over the parsley fields of Southern California. And if you listened, you could hear a soft, persistent munching. In years past, that sound would indicate the fields were being devoured by the crop's most dreaded pest, the Angolan parsley beetle. But in this field, this time around, something is different. Howard Temple is the parsley farmer who owns this field.
The apparatus that protects the plant grows out the top on a long spindly neck that can reach all the way down to the ground if need be. When a parsley beetle approaches, it's attracted to the scent at the top, climbs up, and is devoured. It's a miracle, and I love it.
Howard Temple's miracle comes courtesy of Genway, a major producer of genetically engineered foods. Genway's founder and produce manager, Dr. Larry Kyle, was recently the focus of another environmental protest over the company's baldness drug, Groferma, which used aggressive dandelion traits to, among other things, grow hair on a bowling ball.
I admit we sometimes need to do a bit of fine-tuning. But the fuss over our beetle-proof parsley, I don't get it. Everybody loves parsley. It really dresses up a plate. If we can keep our domestic parsley supplies healthy with this tiny change in the genetic code, involving less than a tenth of a percent of the genetic makeup of the plant, isn't that a good thing?
Is it? I put that question to Summer Squall of the environmental group Evergreen Agitators.
The Genway beetle-proof parsley plant is going to destroy our mother. We must strangle this beast before it claims our varied lives.
Squall and other activists claim the modified Vetus flytrap, which Dr. Kyle has introduced to the standard parsley plant, is a voracious monster.
Does it eat the beetles? Sure. It also eats mosquitoes, ladybugs, slugs, worms, houseflies, butterflies, walking sticks, praying mantises, weeds, dirt, and small birds. And that's just in the field.
In fact, some critics have claimed the Genway beetle-proof parsley doesn't stop eating even after it's been picked and sent to market. Louis Habitue is the head chef at La Plumer.
I put the parsley on the plate. The waiters took the plates to the dining room. By the time the food was on the table, half the cordon bleu, it was gone. They thought I had been eating it in the kitchen. Oh, but it was the parsley. It does not stop. It must eat, always eat, eat, eat.
A frightening story. I asked Dr. Kyle if it could be true that the parsley eats the other food on the plate.
Well, anything's possible. But so what? Hollywood has become rich, scaring people. Why shouldn't the food industry do the same? You solve a problem, and sometimes you make a new one. But people should relax and give us a chance to fix our mistakes. Everything is cyclical. Every chicken comes home to roost. Even if that chicken comes home with buffalo horns on it, it still comes back around and you have to face it.
This has nothing to do with nature. This is the opposite of nature. I'm appalled. Don't think for a minute that Genway will stop this. They've got too much money in it. But what if it were to get loose in, say, an agricultural region? Let's say California's Central Valley. Would any crop be safe?
How about it, Dr. Kyle? Could it get loose?
Well, we didn't give it legs. I think that was a responsible decision.
But, it could get loose?
Not if people dispose of it properly. Put it in a plastic bag. Tie the bag tight. And then, in the light of a full moon, plunge your fork into the parsley. Over and over and over and over. Or you can just eat it. Save the world, eat your parsley. Ooh, that could be a wonderful ad campaign.
It will get loose, no question. For generations, parsley has been left lying there on the plate and thrown away and forgotten. That's not going to change. Dr. Kyle and Genway have made parsley strong. We're going to pay for that, believe me.
And so the battle lines are drawn over the latest genetically engineered marvel, beetle-proof parsley. Will it be a boon to parsley ranchers or a menace to society? Or both? Time will tell. This is Bud Buck.